Now I want to talk about the film Munich, The Edge of War. It's been a couple of months now since I watched this, but I apologize for that. I had recorded my review and lost it, but I'm going to re-record it because the movie was that good. It stars George MacKay as Hugh Legat, and you may remember George from the film 1917. He was the star of that film. The other big star that I call was Jeremy Irons, who plays the part of Neville Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister at the time. This film was about the buildup to World War II, where Germany was about to invade Czechoslovakia, and a couple of friends, George MacKay, and who plays part of Hugh, and a gentleman named Paul, they're basically on, they're friends, but they're on opposite aisles. One's British and one's on the German side. This was kind of a spy movie, and it was very, very well done. It was very interesting. There was a message that had to be delivered, and it was essentially saying what they were trying to do was broker a peace deal so that Germany would not invade Czechoslovakia. And I guess George's character, Hugh, found out that even if they broker a peace deal, they wouldn't hold to it because Germany has much bigger ambitions than just Czechoslovakia. But that was what this film was about, was the tension and trying to get the messages back and forth. This is way, way before there were cell phones and text messaging and all that. Messages actually had to be hand-carried person to person in some case, especially when they're top-secret messages like this one. But this was a really, really interesting and compelling thriller, and I highly recommend watching it, as I do intend to rewatch it myself, and I give it 5 stars.